Hello and welcome to a Taylor's Tales podcast. This is Chris's Corner. I'm your host, Chris Taylor, and we're back again for episode 15. We're already here, 15 episodes in. That's 15 weeks since we started this podcast. I started this podcast. It's been crazy. It's been a hectic month trying to adapt to a working environment plus recording this. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been fun to be able to talk to friends and start something new and adapt to life under, once again, another lockdown in the United Kingdom. I think I recently saw that South Australia is in lockdown as well at the moment. So one of my friends dealing with that at the moment as well. Victoria is out of lockdown. They've currently, so to anyone listening from Victoria, Australia, enjoy it. Enjoy that time. Get out there, party, have fun for all of us who are stuck in lockdown. I think there's a lot of good that's going to come out of this at the end of the day. Mentally, I mean, we're going to all be tougher. I mean, this is the bright side. Obviously, it's very easy for me to say these things in a nice, comfortable corner sat here. I've reiterated this. I'm going to reiterate it over and over again until I'm blue in the face, because it's important to say, because it's easy for me to make comments. It's easy for me. It's like the person behind the screen typing away in comment sections and in forums. It's very easy to judge. It's not so easy to deal with the problems. The amazing NHS, once again, taking it head on, smacking it out of the park, and they're winning. I don't care what anyone says. They're out there grinding away. They're the true heroes. Whatever, you know, not movie stars, not footballers, the NHS workers. One of my mum's best friends, she's amazing. She just cracks on with it day in, day out, bang, gets on with it. And these are the types of people we should be looking up to. You know, as much as I'm earning about, you know, paying large amounts of tax on my income, sometimes you have to realize that, I mean, it would be nice to have some sort of say on the allocation, but at the end of the day, what are they going to do? Allow all 25-year-olds to say that, yeah, you're allowed to say where your money goes, your taxes are being spent. But you know, that's democracy at the end of the day, and we're not here to debate that. But apart from the UK going into lockdown, and this podcast starting, and I'm not going to even try and compare the relationship between importance. What I will say is that I'm seeing some good out there. I'm seeing some really interesting things going on, seeing people try and make the best out of it, try and spend more time with the family, try and get some fresh air, get that exercise going, try and create a routine. I mean, some of the students out there, university students, are having to do a normal university life, but at the same time adapt to a lockdown situation. Imagine how hard that is for them. I don't know how I would do it. I don't know, I'm saying it like that because I did do it for the second half of my final year, but it was my final year, so you just had to knuckle down and get on with it anyway. But on the topic of good things that I did see recently, I mean, we've all seen this as the news, is that there's vaccines that are being developed left, right and centre. I think the first one that I saw before the BBC published about Pfizer and also about another drug pharmaceutical company, I can't remember off the top of my head, who have got a 95% success rate vaccine. There's also, before any of this happened, back in, I want to say, early October, late September, the Chinese had developed a vaccine. I think that was quite, there wasn't a lot of talk around it. I was quite intrigued, is that the world's sort of economics, it's there's a big divide, and you can see it's clear, because when China got the vaccine, none of the stock exchange had any effect whatsoever. There was nothing. But as soon as Pfizer, a Western American company, well, technically German as well. So again, still Western, stay with me. The point is that, and the second drug pharmaceutical company also, from what I believe, they're also American, is that as soon as they released this information that they had a vaccine, the stock market just flew. You know, we're talking huge percentage raises in the majority of companies. And, you know, everyone, you know, that's a positive because it means we're going to economically get back from this. This is the point. There is a, you know, on this podcast, we're going to point out some good things. We're going to point out some positive vibes. And this is it. You know, the economy's going to come back. You know, Boris may have put small businesses in the grave at the moment. Let's be dead honest here. That's what, you know, he's doing an impossible job. Just like any leader of the, you know, any leader of a country, it's an impossible job. Somebody's going to hate you at some point. But the point is that small businesses are the ones that are going to be affected at the moment. Them and the NHS workers are just being, and obviously the police, and, you know, I could write a very long list of public sector people who are, and government beings who are working their asses off at the moment. And me and the IT sector would just say it, just enjoying ourselves. I'm kidding, obviously. There's a lot of hard work going on there, but money being made for profit, not for the benefit of other people. So that's something key to be highlighted there, is that these pharmaceutical companies have come up with the vaccines. Fantastic, great news. And that means that I'm hoping, from my perspective, we help the elderly, we help those who are vulnerable, and then maybe someday, you know, in 2 years' time, the rest of us will get the vaccine. Because that's the point, isn't it? We need to help those who can't help themselves. That's what that's what the world's meant to be, isn't it? Isn't that, you know, what we've been taught by any religion that there is that we should help others before we help ourselves if we're in a strong position? I don't know. Because it's hard to do so, because everyday life doesn't remind you that you may have someone to care for. And if you're not directly responsible for someone else, or a child, or you know, anyone, someone with this disability, it's very easy to forget that the world keeps spinning. Sun goes up, sun goes down. It's just, anyway, we're getting in too deep. I'm getting in too deep. I keep using we. I want to keep you feeling like you're not just listening. This is me trying to process some ideas, but also give you some information that is positive, and I'm going to put a spin on it that's going to sound like things are being done, because they are, because it feels like the news and the media make everything feel like the world is going to consistently feel grey, like a grey standard of just you go to work, you sleep, you eat, you repeat. Don't get me wrong, I feel the same. The routine at the moment can feel a little bit tedious. I was meant to move to Australia back in September. Look where I am now, new job and all this stuff. And it's a very different scenario altogether. And this is, you've got to adapt or die. And that's how you've got to see this, as a challenge, as a training montage to make yourself a better person. And I don't know. That's the way I see it. It's the only positive way I can see it. Because if you look at it in a negative way, you're just going to lead down a spiral of chaos. And, you know, that's not my, you know, I'm not here to sort of berate you with negative ideas that you're not good enough or anyone's not good enough. That's not the point. The point is that there's good things going on and that you can feel good about that. There is a bright future. We just got to hold on just a little bit longer. That's it. Some more positive news, something that I also saw, and I, you know, I laugh a little bit, sort of semi-good news, semi just sort of, well, we should be doing that anyway. Jeff Bezos invested $790 million, on an emphasized dollars here, into the environmental campaign. So basically different funds that help with the environment, I think specifically with rainforest deforestation. Fantastic. That's probably the amount that he was meant to pay in taxes for Amazon. That's why I'm half just sort of finding this a little bit silly, because at the end of the day, those taxes probably could have been spelled, but this is good. This is how I would see, like, better to spend it into a good cause than not spend it at all. And just have him hoarding the money. He is hoarding it, no doubt. That there's $100 billion in Amazon, and at the moment, as you can see, people are flocking to Amazon because it, the fantastic delivery service, the endless products that people can entertain themselves with while lockdowns happen all over the world. It's not just here; it's, you know, it's happening, and so people will look at buying new things as a way to make themselves temporarily happy, which, why not? Why not? One of the things I bought recently that was a little bit silly, but has thoroughly entertained me for a while, is a new coffee machine, you know, with those little pods. I've never had one before in my life, you know, 25 years old, never had something like that. I love my coffee, something that I use on a day-to-day basis, and I'm really enjoying it at the moment. But like anything you buy, it's temporary, you know, it will sort of lose its nice little shiny edge after a while. And that's how these things come and go. And you can minimize those, but at the same time, treat yourself every once in a while. Enjoy a little bit of time. If you've got the money to spend in these troubling times, great for you. Save it. You know, this was just me, you know, spending, I think it's like £35, just off on a whim. And I'm trying my best not to spend money at the moment. This is the time for me to save. It's just how I think. And I'm lucky enough to be able to save in the first place. I need to make sure I say that as well. Very important to remind myself how lucky I am in these scenarios. I'm very grateful. And let's move on from that. Anyway, Jeff Bezos invested into the environment. Great, the environment. We can say, hopefully, I mean, I think it was, I want to say Norway. It might not be Norway. I'm terribly sorry if I've got this mixed up between the Nordic nations. So what I should say, a Nordic nation recently made deforestation illegal, which is epic. I mean, seriously, it's just that's it's one of those things where you think, well, that should be, you know, should be just general sort of a law already. We shouldn't be deforestating, you know, we shouldn't be chopping down trees that we can't replant and replace. At the same time, it's a good thing. It's life, you know. There's good things out there. I know I'm repeating myself, but making deforestation illegal, the environment, you know, that's one point to the environment for however the thousand many points we've taken away from it. Anyway, on a silly note, I know we've just talked about some rather, you know, important things, some fun things, some positive news, something I found thoroughly interesting that does reflect again what I said earlier, the temporary happiness. PS5 sold out. I wasn't gonna ever buy it at that price. I mean, £500 is a ticket to many different countries. My first thought off the top of my head is you could probably spend another 250 quid and get a flight to New Zealand for that. So to me, that's money sort of not the best allocation of resources if you have a spare £500. And unless you're a professional gamer, of course, that makes sense. And that would be a relatively smart move. But the thing that says to me from the news that I've seen with the PS5 selling out is that there's some serious concerns from Microsoft. Microsoft will be looking at this and thinking to themselves, damn, this could be the biggest loss they'll ever have. I'm not sure of the statistics on Xbox reservations and selling and how quickly that's going to be selling, whether they'll be selling out as well because of the lockdown in the UK, or whether it's just the PS5 has just got there first and it's extremely popular. The exclusives offered by the PS5 outweigh the Xbox One. The newest. Wow, that's terrible. How do I not know what the newest Xbox name is? That's terrible. Yeah, there's the PS5 and then there's the Xbox ? Oh, well. The point is that that's how... Yeah, that says something where I'm somebody who... You know, I like to play games every now and then. I like to play on the weekends. And the fact that I don't know what their next console is called, so it reflects a lot. But I do know PS5, and their exclusives are looking fantastic. And Xbox is looking kind of mediocre. I'm pretty sure that there's a different specific. There's probably small fundamentals that are different between the consoles. They are computers at the end of the day, so there's going to be a bigger graphics card, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so there'll be 4K, 5K, 8K, whatever you want to do it, there's going to be some sort of upgrade within it. That's what they're doing at the moment. It is impressive, don't get me wrong. I love Spider-Man, so I'm totally into the whole Miles Morales new Spider-Man on PS5, so that looks epic. I'm also really intrigued to see how God of War improves in graphical. And to be honest, I'm migrating. I've got an Xbox One over there. It's set over there. I'll be honest with you. Kind of wish I got a PS4. And that says a lot because the PS4 outperformed the Xbox One. And it looks like the PS5 is going to outperform the new Xbox console as well. I think Sony are getting their act together. They're really, really trying to make Microsoft lesser, the lesser choice out of the two. It's very interesting. Is Microsoft going to be able to bounce that back from this? Because obviously they're always going to have a core fan base. But they need to really... I always remember one thing that the Xbox 360 had that the PS3 didn't have at the time was there were some serious games on the Xbox 360. We were looking at Halo 3. We were looking at Fable 2. We were looking at Call of Duty 4. And you had it on the PS3 at the time, but there was a bigger community on the Xbox 360. And I feel that's what's missing at the moment for the Xbox. The community is not there. The game exclusives aren't there. There's not a buzz around it. And also, PS5 advertising is insane. It's rather excellent. It's rather excellent overall. I mean, Rick and Morty, for God's sake, they did a 30-second advertisement for them. That was like madness. Rick and Morty, a show that prides itself on being a independent, comically ironic, non-corporate product, basically. So I thought it was rather fun to see them advertise the PS5. Anyway, moving on. One thing that, as a Star Wars fan, I'm loving the fact that Mandalorian is making the Star Wars universe expanded, but also bringing in some characters we all love. Bringing in some serious details that post-Empire period of Star Wars, some really interesting characters, some in-depth storyline. It's like, so to be honest, I did watch Clone Wars growing up. It wasn't for me as big as, let's say, Star Wars 1, 2, and 3, or The New Hope as well for 4, 5, 6. Those, for me, are the core. Obviously, those are the movies. They're not some side. Like, the Clone Wars is a side project, but it is fantastic, don't get me wrong. But I relate more to the original prequels and the original Star Wars series than I do to the sequels and to all of these sort of spin-off shows that are going on at the moment. Nonetheless, there are some seriously, although Disney, the sequels, I enjoyed them. I'll put it out that I enjoyed the characters, I enjoyed it, but there were some obvious flaws within the movies, and a lot of people have raved about that, and that can be, you know, everyone's got their opinion, and I was sat there with my mates, and I had a great time, and although I don't find the characters, I don't look at the characters in the sequels, and I think, I really enjoy, you know, they're not my favourite character, there's not a favourite character within in sequels. I think it's because of where I grew up, and so there's a little bit of nostalgia where it comes down to the prequels, and a little bit of nostalgia for the originals as well, even though I wasn't, you know, alive when they were released. But there was also, I think there was some seriously good side Star Wars, so I really enjoyed Solo. Again, not the best out of all of the Star Wars films, but it was an enjoyable film nonetheless. And then there was also God, this is terrible. I can't remember the better Star Wars spin-off. It will come to me where Weyland? That's like Weyland Yutani from Alien, what we're talking about. Gerso, her last name was, anyway. And they try and get the Death Star plans. And it's a really fun movie to watch. I really enjoyed it. Even though I have forgotten the name of the film. It will come to me at some point, and I will be into the podcast, and I'll be like, there. But yes, anyway, back to the Mandalorian. It's banging. It's brilliant. Watch it. You know, if you're a Star Wars fan, you're going to love Bounty Hunters. You're going to love... you you're just going to love The Mandalorian. It's how it is. The Mandalorians are a badass group of people. They're a badass group, sort of civilization. That's why they were, they nearly won the Mandalorian pre-Republic war, which was instigated by the Sith. Again, nerd knowledge coming out here. Nonetheless, I enjoy it. So, what else? Yes. So, if you're not into anime, you might want to switch off here for a minute and pause the episode and forward 5 minutes or so. I've been watching Haiku for probably around, I want to say, 2 years. So, I'm 2018, 2017, 2018. Yeah, let's say 2018 to be safe. I'm absolutely loving the newest series. I love the fact that, I mean, I love they split up the series so that I was watching one episode a weekend in back in like, I want to say February time. And on Saturday, I'd get up early, I'd get my coffee, I'd be sat in my chair and I'd be, you know, I've got my 30 minute episode ready to watch and it'd be nice warm coffee, warm clothes in the winter, just sat there and I'd have something to look forward to on my Saturday mornings because it gave me a feeling of watching an animation or an anime episode reminded me when I was watching like Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! When I was younger. I had something on a Saturday morning that I'd get up and I'd have it. It was great because I was an early morning kid and I'm an early morning person overall. So for me, getting up early and watching something like that, it just starts my day off in a positive manner. It, you know, my favorite show. I don't know if you guys all have routines. I love a good routine. I love a good sort of knowing what's going to happen and then determining the best times to do stuff. And prioritizing. Again, it's a little bit of nostalgia, isn't it? It's that sort of schooling era. I didn't like school growing up. That's just who I, you know, I'm not a big fan of the schooling system. But that, you know, those shows when I was growing up, they'll always be at the back of my mind. So watching Haiku, where you've got these characters who are energetic, they're likable. Even the not the bad guys, but the opposing characters to the main protagonists, they've got their own storyline. They're likable guys. They're not some people you hate. You're just looking at them thinking to yourself, I want to root for them too because they're so cool. You know, they've got their own story. They've got their own character. And even the guys on the opposing team to the protagonists, they're also really likable. And they give such a positive, so each character, they've got their own little sort of look. So for instance, you got some guys in the opposing team, like one of them's got like silver hair, the other's got like bright dyed blonde hair, and they've all got these little things about them that the animators have created for you to look at them and think they're unique characters, that they've got their own thing. They didn't just get to this point in the storyline through like a normal life. They've worked hard to get there. That's something else I loved. One of the newer characters introduced into the Haiku season 4 is that you've got a really routine based, I know I'm bringing it up again, but he was routine based and he wasn't the first choice pick when he was younger. He wasn't the first, he was always on the bench, and then he worked up and he just did his routine over and over again. Something I really wish I had when I was younger was I wish I'd have had the routine I have now back then. I wish I had some of the knowledge I had back then to be able to apply this. And there's a little bit of, you know, regret there, but at the same time, that's how life goes. You live and you learn. But something that the season just made me feel good. Like I wake up on a Saturday morning, I'll watch it, have my coffee, and I'll just feel, yeah, it's a great start to the day. It's like when I, before I do that, I will get up, I'll read 10 pages of a book, and then I'll do some writing. I'll write it in a journal, and I'll journal, and I'll really think about stuff that is bugging me a little bit, you know, just sort of get it down, put it on paper, and stuff that you don't want other people to say to other people because it could come off as rude or it could come off as, you know, just a little bit of, I don't know, lecturing people. I try not to do that. And even though it may come off as that, you know, I'm going to try my best to improve that. That's what I'm always looking to do. I'm going to try and improve. Anyway, so yes, Haiku, loving it. if you're into anime, this is a sports anime, so it's very niche. Sports animes are my thing. I really enjoy watching sports in the first place. We'll get onto that in a minute, but I don't know why about watching anime in a sports environment. I watched a running anime recently because I'm a huge love running, and so seeing it from a different perspective in anime, it was just, they took it to an extreme and I loved it. I loved that the characters were just as passionate as I am about it. And I think that's what's missing at the moment in life because of all of this coronavirus stuff is connection. We're all missing this sort of team spirit, this want to be with one another. You know, there's that. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to having some people on the podcast in person. I'm really looking forward to doing that when things get back to normal at some point. Who knows how long that's going to take. But I'm hoping, as I've said before on the podcast, March time, that we can get some sort of normalcy into the life. Who knows? Anyway, moving on. Sports. Again, I know. For those who are not into, who've listened to the anime part and not into football, specifically Chelsea FC, please, you know, you can pause and come back because we'll move on to a different topic. This podcast is about all sorts of things. As I've put on the bio, everything. We're going to try and cover, me and my friends, lots of different aspects. And Chelsea are top of the league at the moment, as I'm recording this podcast. I think they are at the moment, from what I'm aware. Tottenham, last time I looked, were 2-0 up against City, which was that wasn't a shock to me, even though if Pep Guardiola did just sign a 2-year deal with City, which is kind of, you know, did he deserve it? Maybe not, but it was intriguing to say. Chelsea, on the other hand, had a game where Newcastle were resilient, but we did deserve to win. We had chance. I felt like Timo Werner deserved a goal. He was trying so hard. You could see that run that he did that Tammy Abraham scored from. Fantastic run. He bolted through the defence. He twisted and turned. The Newcastle defence couldn't deal with it, and the pass off to finish off the move was brilliant. But there seemed to be in the first and early second half a little bit of lack of confidence because he did try and pass the ball off again to Tammy before instead of going for goal. So maybe there's something that Frank can address later on. Again, this is from somebody who's not great at football, guys. I'm just a fan. I just enjoy talking about how awesome, how much I'm enjoying watching Chelsea at the moment, the attacking football, the fact that we kept a clean sheet as well, going 2-0. Really enjoyed that. I also love the fact that our defence is solid at the moment. It's something that has been bugging me for the last year and a half. We've had a really leaky defence, and I feel that Frank's addressed that with Mendy in goal, also getting Silva into the team. Also, I feel like Silva's been a real mentor to Zuma, who is proving to be the best centre-back we have at the moment. He's just so powerful in the air. I think the last statistic I saw, he was like 96% of his aerial battles that he's won. So he's got like, he's top in Europe at the moment. So he's absolutely killer in the air. Fantastic. And just all-round performance. I think we're missing Havertz at the moment because of coronavirus. Again, coronavirus playing with all sports at the moment. We're just lucky to be able to watch football. I'm super happy that's on. I feel that some people might think that, why are they allowed to go to work when I'm not allowed to go? I think that it's keeping a few people sane, if I'm honest. Watching football, it's like Netflix at the moment. People are flocking to it because there's so much time on for some people who are unemployed at the moment, and there's not a lot they can do. One of the local businesses I know have changed. They've adapted to it, which is what I love about people. If they can adapt to an environment rather than blame the change, it's so cool. They started a takeaway system out of a restaurant down the road. Bell and Crown. Fantastic. Doing takeaway pizzas, burgers, chips, you know, all the stuff. Doing you know, we bought 4 pints of beers, right? They put it in a milk jug and they, you know, gave it to us. It tastes great normally. It was such a good idea. Getting ingenuity? I want to say that. I'll stick with it if I'm incorrect. But it's ingenious. There you go, another word, chucking it in there. Yeah, that's what I like to see. Not laying down and losing the money, seeing an opportunity. Yeah, it sucks at the moment for smaller businesses. And yes, footballers are allowed to play and earn their big bucks and entertain the masses. But at the same time, adapt. Adapt or die. But anyway, Chelsea, fantastic. I thought to myself when I was watching the game, I was constantly hoping for Werner to score. I feel that in the next few games, that should be, you should be getting goals. You should be banging them in. You should really be climbing up the top scorers list. There's a real difference between him and Vardy, for instance, a veteran striker. You can tell that at the moment. It is his first season, so we've got to bear with him. But at the same time, even between him and Tammy Abraham seems there's a confidence there. This is his second season. He's had some time to adjust to the Premier League. He looks stronger. He looks jacked. He's looking big and looks like he's hitting the gym and eating the right foods. That's also really intriguing. And again, it's just it's a period of time for Chelsea to adjust and to, you know, enjoy the period of time we've got now, because we've got a lot of, I wouldn't say easy matches, but matches the opponents, they're not, you know, they're not City, they're not Tottenham, they're not Manchester United, they're not any of the big six, basically, which is good. Gives us time to use this period of time where not everyone's fit, few players are injured, and we can use it to get some goals and get some confidence and build some points. Yeah. Anyway, out of football, brilliant. Again, I love all sports at the moment, but I do latch on to football at the moment because there's so much of it going on. If I'm honest, like, the only time I watch any American sports is when there's the Super Bowl, which is probably just, you know, it's the highlight of all American sports, so I can't say that I'm a fan of that at all. Again, I love a bit of, I really got into, you know, after, you know, I know it's silly watching haiku, watching volleyball there, and then going into real life and watching it. But they're so good. Some of the guys from Japan who play volleyball, it's just professional. Fantastic stuff. Really enjoyable. But yeah, not a lot of sports. I really hope the Olympics can take place next year. I'm really excited for that. I think that's going to be epic for Japan. Let's hope it does. Let's hope things like that go down. Let's hope that people feel comfortable enough to travel come into 2021. And let's use this opportunity to become stronger mentally as well, because this is the toughest time for people. The toughest. Think of this as the peak of the mountain. You're so close to getting to the top, but it's going to be the hardest bit. And you're just going to feel amazing once you get over it. Because this is what the mental battle is. You look at the world and it's bleak. Everything is bleak. Depression is going to be hitting people hard. But, you know, it's easy to say and it's so hard to do. And I don't know how to express it other than through me nattering. But I hope I can. For those who do follow my stories, maybe on Instagram, you'll see that I do show the consistency that I do talk about. I'm not somebody who just says I go running and just use it as clout for something stupid like that. I'm trying to get across to people that if you can keep that consistency, if you can get yourself working out every single day of the week, it doesn't have to be a tough workout, it just has to be a workout. If you can do that and you consistently do that, it's not just about getting jacked or lean or ripped or whatever or swole. It's about mentally clarifying yourself. And Alex Young put it best in the previous podcast. If you listen to it, he put, you should be seeking discomfort because life is too comfortable. I'm sat in a nice warm chair. I'm sat in this room where I can drink my coffee and I can enjoy myself. Like I said earlier, like on Saturday morning, when it's cold outside. But come Sunday, You know I'm out there in the rain, grinding away on the pavement, doing 13 or 8 miles or 17 miles, and I'm out there, and I'm running at below an 8-minute pace. I'm running at 7:30 most of the time. And if I'm running at an 8-minute pace, is because I'm wearing like 3 layers, and I'm trying to get myself to sweat it out. And that's it. It's the mindset. And not everyone's got it, and some people may think you're a psychopath, but, you know, fuck it. Why not? That's the this is the PG podcast, so I'm allowed one swear word. something stupid. I talked about that earlier. I bought a coffee machine, and then also recently started really getting into meditation. I feel I'm a lot more level-headed at the moment. I'm trying to keep my anger and anything that's kind of I don't know how to express it. Just like it's at the back of your mind, you know. As I've talked about emotions, it's that sort of scratch where you just want to lash out at people because, you know, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to deal with being sort of stuck, as I would put, because we all have plans, and you know, it's hard to see them be thrown away. I mean, as I've said before, for someone like me who likes to plan ahead, it kind of sucks, but at the same time, adapt. And I'm going to keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. And in this case, for me, meditation has been a way to just sort of just decompress. I do it in the evenings. I do it for around 10 to 15 minutes, and it really just gets, and funny enough, I was talking in the second podcast where I talk how difficult it was for me to do so with Jonathan Edwards, is that I was finding it hard because I was trying to use like certain apps and certain apps sort of structure of meditation. What I should have been doing is just trying to find the best way for me. And I think this is what I'm going to suggest to other people. Don't just try and meditate through an app, or try and find something you can listen to that you really enjoy. So for me personally, I go on YouTube, I type in Star Wars meditation. I'll put some Star Wars meditation. It will play the Force theme in the background. And I am able to meditate for up to 15 minutes. And it's because I'm just saying a mini mantra for me, where I use the Star Wars sort of silly quote that comes from Donnie Yen, where he says, I'm one with the Force is with me. Now, to you, that might seem silly, me saying I'm one with the Force is with me. But when I'm saying it, I just feel, I'm trying to feel it out. I'm trying to use this sort of sentence, this phrase, as a way to distill any sort of conversational chatter going on in my mind. And I'm just trying to do the best things I can. At the moment, I am doing all these little things to try and make the big things not look so big, because it can feel overwhelming. And I wrote down the other day that we all forget that we are on a ball of rock that floats around a ball of fire that's traveling through space at millions of miles an hour, that time has no concept for. And it's very easy to get lost in that perspective, I understand, but it's also good to remind yourself to be a little bit more like, yes, put it down, level that playing field. This isn't that important. This isn't that big of a problem. Maybe it is to you, but you know, to me, I think that's a really good way of just reminding yourself that these problems, although they are big to you, we can deal with them. Deal with them together. That's how it is. Just remind yourself, if you're trying to run or exercise or meditate or read or write or anything, just remind yourself, I'm out there doing it as well. Sometime in the world, wherever you are, I don't care what time it is, you'll know that I'll be doing what you're trying to do. And it's tough. It's not fun sometimes. But sometimes you've got to do the unfun stuff to do the fun stuff. One of the things that sucked recently, I've talked about this, is that I got a voucher by one of my favorite bosses of all time to go bungee jumping. I couldn't use it because coronavirus happened and university happened. That sucks. And I feel guilty every day that someone gave me a present. I couldn't, you know, and I can't respond at the moment. There's a part of me that, you know, thinks that sometimes things happen for a reason. Other times, I don't think that. And I have to remind myself that there's karma. There's good karma and there's bad karma. I'm going to be positive and I'm going to use that good karma and I'm going to try and put some positive energy into the world and not be a dick. That's the main thing. Anyway, what's the plan for the upcoming podcast? Well, last time I did one of these, I gave you a plan and it didn't come to fruition because one of my friends decided to go to Dubai on a whim. Didn't let me know about it. So I told you guys that we were going to be doing a podcast together and he wasn't here to do it. Ironically, Ollie Deacon is kicking ass and taking names from all over the place. So again, shout out to him for doing these podcasts regularly with me. He deserves all the credit because he's working super hard and he deserves that sort of pat on the back for giving me some of his time. That is like, that's the most valuable thing to me is, you know, time is everything. If you're giving me your time, these podcasts, so to all the guests so far, you're brilliant. You're legends. And to the people coming on and giving me your time, even more so, like, appreciate it. This is fun for me. I'm loving it. I'm loving every minute of it. I'm loving talking to a camera in the room right now where I know some people are listening, some people aren't. Some people are thinking I'm crazy because I'm talking to a camera on my own. It doesn't matter. This is me trying to create and not seem like the guy who just does this all the time. Just do. And not just chat. So, what's up and coming? So, take this with a pinch of salt, because obviously things change, and I'm not going to try and put things in stone again. So, episode 16 could be with a guest, and it could be on what I said last time with music. If not, I'll be doing another one of those history podcasts, because I love doing that, the Russian history one. I saw it got, you know, it did all right. It did okay. People listened to it. It got relatively positive feedback, and so... I love making them, so I keep making stuff like that. As I said, we do everything on this podcast. I'm not just gonna focus in on one area. We're gonna try and tackle as many different areas: music, history, sports, fitness. We tackled movies, books, film, books, history, fitness, travel. I want to say, I'll put mental health in there as well, because that's a common theme here, because we're in chimes. And animation. Yeah, that was really good. Really enjoyed that. I'm going to try and do a Christmas roundup for episode 20, where we do like a nice year roundup, talk about some of the positive things that could come out of this coronavirus year. I'm going to put in some fun, you know, little clips, stuff like that. We'll do some... I'll try and get some fun things for you guys to listen to make you feel good, because it's the end of the year, and also to have some positive feelings to go into 2021 with. Episode 17, Leadership Strategy Tactics Guide, Part 4. Again, for those who don't like it, sorry, I'm going to continue to do it until the end of the day. To those who do like it, I hope you're enjoying the series. We've got a playlist set up on the YouTube channel at the moment. For those who just listen to the podcast, they're on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. They're shared everywhere. Basically, they're on my website as well, taylorstales.co.uk. We've got episode 18, which is going to be a group podcast. Again, if that doesn't work out, I will be doing some other sort of Star Wars orientated podcast, which should be a lot of fun. And then episode 19 is the final Lord of the Rings podcast with Ollie Deacon, which is just what a series. I feel like we've really delved into something meaningful. That was the main idea behind this podcast, was we were going to try and find some meaning in these films that both me and him find. They're really important to us, and I think they're really important to me specifically and to my friends as well, because we grew up with it. It had such a big impact on me growing up, and I think that it's got a lot of characters that we should be looking into, even if they're fictitious. My dad likes to remind me on a daily basis that if I quote someone fictional, that he reminds me they're fictional. Well, then I remind him back that, you know, Jesus is also fictional. So, you know, I'm joking to those out there. It's a joke. okay, mucking about. As I said, episode 20, we're going to be doing a year roundup, and that should be fun. That should be a lot of fun, and yeah, it's going to be an interesting podcast to sort of take some of the highlights from the podcast we've done so far with people, and let's see what happens. And the next 5 weeks, hopefully lockdown ends. Hopefully we can have a Christmas family, friends, and I know one of my mates has got a birthday coming up at that period of time. I hope to have a beer with him in person rather than via camera. And I'm really hoping that you all have a great, you know, use this time effectively, enjoy yourself, relax, have some time to relax. How many people have said that to you? You know, take care of yourselves, take some vitamin D, go exercise, you know, enjoy life, take this time to do something. And to those who aren't that fortunate to be able to do that, this time's going to fly by. Promise you things will get better. Promise you. If they don't, well, come to me and kick my ass. It's fine. Anyway, like I said, we're going to have a great time, you know, getting through this period together. Stay strong. Fight on. This has been the Taylor's Tales podcast. This is Chris's Corner. I'm your host, Chris Taylor. And as always, I hope to see you here next week. Peace out.